This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3247 for Tuesday the 12th of January 2021. Today's show is entitled, Saturday Morning Automotive Routine. It is the first show by new host Trumpet John, and is about 19 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I have developed a relaxing 10-step routine for keeping your car in running condition.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Trumpet John. I chose that moniker. It kind of is reflective of my particular trade and also my enjoyment, my passions, which is music. I'm a pastoral musician in the Midwest of the United States. So I have only gotten to know Hacker Public Radio in the past 2 months, but absolutely love it. And you all have taught me so very much. I'm not a hacker by trade, not a computer guy. I mean, I love computers and things like that, but you guys are well above my standard. However, I keep hearing the requests for more content, and being a free program, I get that. And so what I thought I would do is give you something that I use. You can take away from it what you will. First of all, I will tell you, I'm also not a mechanic by trade, but probably the thing that I have to offer in these kind of situations is I understand systems very well. And I find that systems work well in life management. And so what I wanted to share with you today was my Saturday morning vehicle routine. Because I've found in the past couple of years, this has aided me greatly in making sure that I have two cars that are running well all the time. Now, when you live in the Midwest United States, a car is practically vital. You just about have to have one. Especially if you don't live in big city, and I do. I live in St. Louis, Missouri, but still, the car is a vital piece of equipment when you live in areas that sprawl like the United States does. And so having working automobiles is paramount. My wife works and I work. And so with that, I feel that it's important for me to keep the vehicles in running order all the time. So for years, I was constantly playing catch up. You know, you leave for work. I used to teach at a university, and you have a 9 a.m. class that you're going to be teaching. It's 8:30. You're leaving the house, and you realize the gas needle is on E, that you don't have enough gas to get to work, and that all of a sudden you are now in a rush. And that's when I started working on my Saturday morning automotive routine that I'm going to share with you. And it's a 10-phase system. You can match, mix, borrow, whatever you want to do. The thing that I would encourage you is to have a system. And so again, not being a mechanic, I choose to do this system because I'm able to keep up on my cars this way. And the first thing is I choose a day that at least an hour and a half that I feel like I can commit and do it in a restful manner. The nice thing about this routine is it can actually be very relaxing. It's very isolated. You're alone doing it. You spend time yourself making this happen. And so I've gotten to the point where my Saturday morning routine is something that I enjoy greatly. And so what I wanted to share with you is very quickly a couple of things ahead of time, my 10 steps very quickly, and then I'll close. The first thing you want to do is you want to scope out that one gas station that you feel is nearby, that you feel has good quality gasoline. When I first moved to our house, now there is a very close gas station that I rejoiced in seeing. And once I put a couple of tanks of that gasoline in my Mini Cooper, which is very touchy about what I put in it, I had to change the spark plugs. And so I have found that that particular gas station is just not suitable for my requirements. So I found a Quick Trip. Now, that may not mean anything to you if you're outside of the Midwest, but Quick Trip is kind of the gold standard in our area. And we have a Quick Trip gas station about a mile and a half from my house. So that works out perfectly. And I use it every time. I use the same kind of fuel every time. I've researched what is the best fuel for both of my cars, and so I choose that. So anyway, not only that, you need to have a couple of things. You need to have a tire gauge in every vehicle. I have a tire gauge in every vehicle. I have a tire gauge in my garage as well. You also, mechanic's gloves are very handy. I would almost say crucial in this work, because what you do when you inspect the tires is I rub my hand around the tire, make sure there are no knots or lumps. And also just feeling the tread makes me feel a little bit more careful, more like I'm in control of the tire's wear and know what it's doing. Okay, so that being the case, you have spent your time, you've made this little modification in your life. Here are the 10 things that I do. The first thing that I do is I take each car separately, of course, one person. I top off the gas at the same gas station. Okay, it's a Quick Trip for me. Every once in a while, I will skip a Saturday and let the gas deplete. That way I get to put in a full tank, which most mechanics say instead of topping off constantly, it's good to let the gas exhaust itself. However, because I get it from the same source, I feel pretty comfortable in topping it off there. So the first thing I do, I pull in, I top off the gas. I also, by the way, I keep my receipts. And the nice thing about this is if you use a program like Cam Scanner or something like that, that I do for my receipts, I can at the end of the year say, okay, here's what we need to budget for gas. Because what I do is once I get those receipts, I scan them under the word gas. Don't think another thing about it until we have to come up with our budget for the next year. Then I can look and see exactly what I've been spending on gas and what I expect to spend on gas in the future. So that's one, top off gas. Number two, tire inflation and inspection. Now, the next thing, and understand when you are Tuesday morning in a hurry, you are 15 minutes behind schedule and you've got to get gas, you don't check your tires, you don't check your oil. And that's why this Saturday morning thing for me is so important, because what I do then is I get down with every tire with my tire gauge, I inspect the tires. I feel around on them, make sure there are no knots. I've had a knot in my tire one time that came up within a 5 mile driving distance and ruined my tire. So that happens, especially if you have high pressure tires. So I check my tires, make sure there are the pressure is, I keep them all within 5 pounds per square inch of each other, and you know, just do a visual. And actually with my mechanic's gloves, I feel the tire, make sure it feels nice and round, make sure that the treads look good. So that's number two. The next thing is I check my battery. I look to make sure there's no corrosion on the posts of my battery. That's very simple. Fourth is very simple as well. I just give a visual look at the hoses and belts. And again, with mechanic's gloves, even though that my gas station's a mile and a half from my house, it's still, things get a little warm. So I'm able with mechanic's gloves to feel the hoses and make sure that they respond to a light squeeze, that they're not brittle or anything like that. And I look at my belts, a visual inspection again, looking at your belts. That's number four. Number five is I check all my fluids. I check my oil, I check my power steering fluid, which right now I have a small leak in my Mini Cooper, which is my commuter car. I have a small leak in it, and I'm monitoring it, and I need to fix it on the next, it's winter, but on the next warm day, I need to tighten up something or fix it, but I can't see where it's leaking currently. But I check the power steering fluid, I check the transmission fluid, check the coolant level. Every time, just check it. Just make sure everything is up to par. Even windshield wiper fluid, make sure that's ready to go. The next thing, number six, is I do an external inspection. I just look around the car. I have a couple of little rust spots, you know, and I go, okay, one of these days I need to fix that. But also, I'll go through, sometimes if I have time, I'll go through the lights. I'll go through backing lights, turn signals, that sort of thing. My turn signals, both of them, if they go out, you can easily tell that in the back, because you'll hear that it changes the resistance in the overall circuitry, and you have this very quick click instead of the slow click on the turn signal. So, but I check all that stuff. Check everything, make sure that all of that is in good working order. Number seven is I review my oil change mileage and date. Just take a look. Look at my, just take a look at your odometer. Look at your next oil change. I change my own oil in both cars. And so I don't oftentimes have a little sticker on my windshield. And I have it written in my journal when I changed the oil the last time. I have a back page in my journal that I just write those things down and make sure. The next thing is I will schedule and buy replacement parts. So one of the nice things about having this Saturday morning routine is perhaps you find something that maybe your windshield wipers are starting, maybe it's been 6 months, or maybe you have a light out or something small like that. You may go, well, I don't have time this Saturday, but what you can do is throughout the week, you can pick up those parts. Which for me, oftentimes, just picking up the parts takes more time than the actual exchange of the parts. And so pick up the part, you know, make a note to pick up your part that week. And then the next Saturday, I have the part in hand and I pop it on there. And that's what especially I do with windshield wipers. And I also, if I buy lights, backing lights, turn signal lights, I always buy an extra set. That way I have them there if one should go out again. And if you replace turn signals, just replace both bulbs. Replace the set. Don't replace one. Both of them, because they're both the same age, and that way you just start fresh and anew. And it takes approximately 5 extra minutes to change the other signal once you kind of know what you're doing. The next thing, number 9, is I'll do a slight cleanup. And so when I'm at Quick Trip, I will kind of go through the car and pick up little scrap pieces of paper and things like that. We have these, most of you, if you have a car, have these side caches in your door like we do, where you put notes, lists, receipts, soda straw wrappers, all sorts of napkins, all sorts of stuff. And on Saturday, and I don't do a deep clean. I just do, it's, you know, maybe it's a 30-second kind of thing, you know, and I just kind of pick all that stuff up, put it in the garbage while I'm at Quick Trip filling up my gas. Then, this is kind of interesting. I choose one of the cars each week for a car wash. We have a car wash that is approximately a half a mile away from our house, and it's not used that much. It cost me $1.50 to hand wash for 4 minutes the car there. It's real cheap. So I'll choose one of the cars and just run it through the wash. You know, just hit the major spots. It takes me, again, 5 minutes to do. But when you've parceled out this amount of time, it doesn't seem like much time at all. And it's just kind of a nice way to pass the time. Now, what I want to also, before I conclude this short podcast, and I knew it would be short, but short doesn't necessarily mean bad. One thing that is number 11, and this is just for me, is reward. I'm a big believer in reward. There is a new book out that I would encourage you to read. It's called Tiny Habits, and it talks about that reward principle that you have. And for me, Quick Trip makes really good custard donuts, and I eat very little sugar or gluten. And so usually what I will do is, after I've done my top 10 things, which I'll go through again for you in just a moment, I'll then pick up a custard-filled, chocolate-covered donut there at the Quick Trip. I will drive my last car. I don't do it on the first car. I do it on the last car when everything is done. I'll drive it to a vacant school parking lot on Saturday, because it's always vacant. I will, if it's a beautiful day, I'll roll down the window. I will have a coffee and a donut and reward myself for a job well done. So let me run. Now I know that maybe to you, you may be shaking your head, but for me, I find it helpful. So let me review the 10 again, and they're very simple. One is top off the gas, keep the receipts. This is actually a time that you can use the receipts. Again, it will help you in budgeting. Find some way to track the receipts that you use. Second, check your tire inflation and do a visual, external, and even a feel check on your tires. Make sure your tires are looking good. Check for any wear on any of the sidewalls or anything like that. You want to find this here. You don't want to find this if you're in the Midwest and you're driving 40 miles between towns, and I've had this happen, you don't want to find it on the side of the road 20 miles from town. So you want to find it here. So two, check your tires. Tires, again, is your contact with the ground. And so it's vital that they are in good shape. You can also take a look at your brakes, but that's for another mechanic and another podcast. And honestly, I don't spend any time looking at my brakes for that. Number three, you check your battery. Make sure that your battery's posts are corrosion free. Also, you might every once in a while just choose to take a tool, a screwdriver or a wrench, whatever your battery uses, and make sure the posts are nice and tight. You want to have good contact. You guys are electronics guys. You know that good contact is very important. Number four, check your hoses, check your belts. Just a visual check. You could do a squeeze check on some of your hoses. Number five, check your fluids. Make sure they're topped off. Make sure they're at the correct level. Number six, external inspection. Look over the car. Make sure that the car is in good shape externally. Look for little cracks or dings in the windshield, that sort of thing. Number seven, review oil change, mileage, and dates. Make sure you're keeping your oil changed. Most people know this is crucial to the operation of any car and the life expectancy of any car. Number eight, schedule and buy replacement parts. Be cognizant of what you need and buy that part. And consider, like for me, when I had to change out spark plugs, I didn't just buy one set. I bought two sets. Now I have an operating set of spark plugs should I need to change them in the near future. Number nine, slight cleanup. As you're waiting for that gas to pump, though you're going to have plenty of things to do while you're doing that, just clean out your little caches and stuff like that. Number 10, choose one of your cars for a quick car wash. If you have two or you have three, choose to wash one of them and kind of give it a treat. Now, why do this? Why take this kind of time? Because your car, if it's like mine, is its operation and its consistency is invaluable. And I just wanted to give you an opportunity to do something that would be good for you and good for your car as well. And so for Hacker Public Radio, I'm Trumpet John, and it's great talking to you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hecker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.